It's about 10 minutes after the hour, and of course, at this time, it's our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week. She comes from Addison High School Volleyball. Let's welcome Molly Brown. Welcome, Molly.
Hi.
Well, your team has certainly done very, very well this year. You have been one of several players who have made it happen this year. Tell us about your season so far.
Yeah, I mean, we've only lost one game in our conference, and we're currently sitting at, we're tied for first right now with Grass Lake. And it's really been a really good team effort this year. We've been together for a lot of time. We have five seniors right now that have been on varsity since they were sophomores. So they've had a lot of experience, and then I've been playing with them for 4 years now. So it's a lot of like bonded teammates, and we're just really working together this year.
Well, you've got you're the leader in kills in the county with 367. And you've got some pretty good teammates to go along with this. I know Lacey Patterson and Izzy Durkee also are having a great year, too.
Yeah, they're doing great. Without Lacey and Izzy, we definitely wouldn't be able to win as much games as we are. Lacey is huge for us at the net, especially at blocking.
So tell us, how long have you been playing this sport?
I started playing volleyball in seventh grade, and I didn't really think I would like it. I kind of just played because my mom told me to, but I ended up liking it a lot, and then I started playing travel volleyball after my eighth grade season.
So what year are you in school now?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, so you've got another year,
yeah,
year left. So, John?
So, Molly, talk to us a little bit about the players on the team who are our setters and the timing that you need to develop in order to be really proficient at the sport.
Yeah. So Lexi Patterson is our setter, and she, I'm pretty sure, is second in the county in assists. And Lexi is like, your setter is always going to be your team leader. I mean, they really run the court. It's like a quarterback, basically, of volleyball. And like, Lexi works with everything. Every pass that she gets, she hustles and she gets the ball where it needs to be. But it has a lot of like communication to it. As like a hitter, I mean, Lexi takes a lot of feedback from hitters, taking it if she wants, like if we want the set lower, higher, whatever, faster. Lexi takes a lot of criticism every day, and she really like gets better every day.
Yeah, because sometimes that the setter will set the ball lower so you can get like a speed kill, because you want to,
yeah,
it happens very fast.
Yeah, that's so we can get away from the blocker, and hopefully that they're just not ready for it, and so we don't have a block up.
And so so you have to work, because you want to do different when do you decide to what, because there are different types of kills, right? So
yeah.
When do you decide at that particular moment what type of kill you want to try and do?
I mean, when I'm in the air, I kind of like try to stay relaxed, because if I'm not, then I don't hit the ball in bounds. But you just kind of got to have court vision. If I see what I'm going to hit, that the middle's open, I'm not going to swing. I just either roll it or I tip it. Like, you just got to have your eyes open looking for where you want to place the ball.
Because sometimes you know, you don't go for a power kill. You just dink the ball because
yeah,
there's an opening.
Yeah.
So communications is a big thing,
yeah,
right? You got to know what the other person is going to do, and what do you have certain signs that you use, or
sometimes if we're gonna do like a faster set or something like that, or like a trick play, we talk about it before the play comes. So like, hey, on this ball we're gonna do this, or on a free ball we're gonna do this, and we make sure we just have everything ready before we start.
That happens like after each point.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of gets together and for a couple of seconds before the serve, right?
Yeah. We kind of just talk about, I mean, we say let's like go keep it up or whatever. And I usually look at Lexi and I show her my hand because all sets have a number. So we show her on her hand what we want to do. We're not going to run anything crazy if we're losing, but if we're winning, we like to take our opportunity and run the cool things that we think we can do. We just don't want to risk a good game.
So you got the county tournament that's coming up this week. It'll be held in Adrian. Who's the biggest competition, do you think, this year? I know Lunaway Christian's got a pretty good team.
Yeah, Lunaway Christian's always a powerhouse of volleyball. I mean, they're always somebody I'm watching, but I'm really looking at Madison this year. Mm-hmm. Madison has a great team this year, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I didn't remember Madison being amazing last year. I thought they were good last year, but they really came out of nowhere this year. So I'm looking at Madison, and I know a couple other schools are supposed to be decent, but I think Lunaway Christian and Madison are going to be our biggest competition. Okay. And Adrian. Adrian's always good, too.
Yeah. We got to take a break here, hear a message from our sponsor, but stay right there. We'll be right back with our athlete of the week, Molly Brown from Addison Volleyball. We'll be right back.
Child Find is the federal requirement to identify, locate, and evaluate all children from birth through age 25 with disabilities or developmental delays who may need early intervention or special education services. If you suspect your child may have a disability affecting their growth, learning, or social skills, please notify your school or daycare or contact LISD Special Education at 263-8931 or visit lisd.us.
All right, back here with our athlete of the week, Molly Brown from Addison Volleyball. We talked about some of the other players on the team, Lacey Patterson and Izzy. Are they seniors?
Yeah,
they're seniors. So you're going to be the junior left for next year. How does the team look for next year?
Our team next year is definitely going to be a rebuild. After losing these five seniors, it's not just losing any five seniors. I mean, these five seniors are the heart of our team. So it's going to be really hard losing them and trying to find people to replace them. So next year it's going to be looking for a lot of underclassmen that are going to be, like, we're going to have to build up and see if they'll get better. And it's going to be a lot of girls, new faces, definitely.
And as far as you're in the Cascades League. So how does the Cascades League schools compare to, say, the Lunaway County schools?
Our conference is actually pretty good at almost everything. I would say that our conference does a good job preparing us for the county tournament, especially with the added four schools that we just got. There are a lot of good teams that are going to prepare us for this county tournament, so I think it's good.
So do you have postseason competition coming up soon? How does that work, or...?
We have
a couple of weeks, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks from now. We have the district, like, thing set out, the bracket, and right now we play Reading first round, which is definitely going to be a big game for us. Reading is a good team, and we've played them two times, and we've won one, and we've lost one, so it's a toss-up right now.
So do you have any, is there any chance you would continue playing volleyball after you finish your high school career?
I would love to, but, I mean, I'm just going to be realistic and say that I'm just not tall enough, especially to play front row. Colleges are not recruiting girls that are 5'7". So, I mean, if I did play college, it would be in back row, which I would be fine with, and I think it would be a lot of fun. But I also want to run track in college, so I'm still trying to decide what I want to do.
That was my next question. A lot of athletes of the week are multiple sport athletes. Tell us some of the other sports that you play.
I play basketball, and then I play track too.
Okay.
Run track.
Great. Basketball team this year, how's it going to do?
I don't know. With our basketball team, it's always kind of a toss-up. We do have a new coach this year, so it's going to be a different coaching perspective, obviously, and we have pretty much the same team. I think we only graduated one senior, and all the seniors that play volleyball are the same ones that play basketball. So it's okay. going to be still like a big senior-dominated team.
Speaking of coaches, tell us about your volleyball coach. What your coach brings to you that makes you better?
Well, my coach is actually my stepmom. So okay. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but yeah. And she started coaching, I think this is her second year. And after my freshman year, a lot of the girls weren't happy with the coaching and the way the volleyball team was going. So when my stepmom came in, she really wanted to just make it like a better experience. She wanted to make it more fun for the team and wanted us to be more bonded. So we do a lot of team bonding. We spend a lot of time with each other. And I think that's been great for our team, just getting to know each other well. And now, like, I remember my freshman year, I was close with these girls, but now I'm just, they're like my sisters. I'm with them all the time. So getting us together like that was great for our team. And Barb looks for drills all the time for us to do. I mean, she breathes volleyball during volleyball season, and all she thinks about is what she's going to do with the team, and she's already thinking about next year, what she's going to do with the rotation and everything.
So the chemistry on this team is really good.
Yes, yeah.
That's great.
So is there a rule that no volleyballs in the house at your house?
If that was a rule, it wouldn't be good because that's all we talk about.
Okay. So do you have we're running out of time. Do you have any have you narrowed your choices as far as college and what your field of study might be?
I don't have any clue what college I want to go to. I think I want to study athletic training, but other than that, I have no clue.
Well, Molly, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week, sponsored by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, and good luck this weekend in the county tournament and in district play.
Thank you.
All right, and our Athlete of the Week program, brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.